The Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Wednesday. Heading back to 1980 on this day. Lips, Inc. Get it? Lips, Inc. Number one on the U.S. singles chart with this song, Funky Town. Also number one in Germany, Austria, Switzerland, Norway, Australia, and the Netherlands, but just number two in the U.K. Funky Town, number one on this day back in 1980. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show. We talk with Kaylee McGee-White, op-ed editor and Restoring American editor at The Washington Examiner. You can also find her on Twitter as well and read all her writings at The Washington Examiner. Kaylee, thanks so much for joining us here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
A piece you wrote just after Governor DeSantis entered the race via Twitter Spaces last week. Why DeSantis is right to lean into the culture wars. Some on the right have criticized DeSantis for focusing too much on wokeness instead of other pressing issues such as inflation, immigration, growing foreign threat from China. Why is he right to focus on those things, Kaylee?
Yeah, well, I think that this is one of those things where we can walk and chew gum at the same time, right? We can focus on inflation. We can focus on the economic issues that are hurting a lot of Americans. But we can also focus on the larger, broader issues at play over American values and what it is as a society that we are going to prioritize. And DeSantis realizes this, and I think his success in Florida is a testament to that. If you look at his policy record as governor of Florida, he's made sweeping improvements in the economic sphere. There's been a job explosion in the state of Florida with tons of businesses moving to the state. He's cut taxes. Inflation is still present there, but there seems to be a better quality of life in Florida than in other states such as California. But he's also taken on wokeism in his state. He's made efforts to ban diversity, equity, and inclusion agendas in higher education. Mm-hmm. He's obviously in a very public feud right now with Disney over its attempted indoctrination of children. And so, again, we can do both at the same time, and this is part of the reason why I don't agree with the criticisms that he's focusing too much on the culture war, when really we don't need to choose between these policy agendas.
Let's just be kind of blunt and honest about this. Donald Trump a couple of weeks ago sort of called for Governor DeSantis to step back from the culture war, said, why are you picking this fight with Disney? You're going to lose. You shouldn't be doing this. And then this past week or so, former president and many of his supporters have sort of jumped back on and said, yes, we're the ones who have led in the culture war. We're the ones leading this fight against Bud Light and others. It's a little bit of a shift happening.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. You know, the culture war isn't pretty. It's not fun to talk about, especially for people who, I think that we as a society have become so apathetic to the point where we feel uncomfortable with anything that would seem like we are imposing our values on other people, when really all that we're doing here is we're trying to get back to a shared set of values that were agreed upon for decades until very recently due to this assault by the left. And so this is the problem, I think, with candidates like Trump. Even, you know, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu said something similarly as well, where he doesn't think that the culture war is necessarily a long-term policy that people should be pursuing. But really, it underpins everything that we do. It underpins everything that we talk about politically. One of the things that I mentioned in my article is that the things that we take for granted right now in the U.S., like peace at home, even peace abroad, economic prosperity, these things are the fruits of a cohesive society. They are the benefits of living in a country that has shared values, things that we can work towards, things that we agree upon, that we value. Those values are being eroded rapidly right now. Things like faith, family, community. No one agrees on any of these things anymore. The government can't even be depended on to defend any of these values, which is a major problem. And so if we don't get back to this point of, okay, here are the things that we value, this is what we as a country stand for, this is what we are proud of, then you will never be able to have long-term economic prosperity. You'll never be able to have long-term strength abroad. These will just be passing things because ultimately we don't have anything else to stand on. We have no foundation as a country. And so that's the point of the culture war, is to get us back to that point.
Kaylee McGee White with us, op-ed editor, Restoring America, editor at the Washington Examiner. Kaylee, I want to play a soundbite for you from Governor DeSantis yesterday in Iowa. You should be able to hear this. It's only about 25, 30 seconds or so, but I want to make a point about it with you. This is Governor Ron DeSantis yesterday in Iowa.
And of all those accomplishments, while I'm proud of all that, maybe the thing that we're most proud of in Florida is that we have taken a very strong stand for the idea that the purpose of our schools is to educate kids, not to indoctrinate kids. And that we have a responsibility to protect parents' rights and to protect our children.
All right, Kaylee, my point being, usually I would sort of cut that applause because it's just it's an applause line. I know there's a little bit of mic distortion on that cut, but that seems to be incredibly loud and incredibly long applause and cheers, even for what is clearly an applause line in a speech. It's connecting with voters.
It is, and we saw this back in 2021 in Virginia when Glenn Youngkin won, and he won primarily because of a message like this, which is very simple, that parents are the fundamental caregivers and upbringers of their children, that they have priority, they have fundamental rights to educate and raise their children as they see fit, and that the education system does not have the right or the responsibility to come in and subvert those rights. This is, again, a very simple message, but the fact of the matter is it's very necessary today because you do have a war on parents. You have a war by the left to train up children to become leftist activists. Even in Florida, you know, the reason why DeSantis has gone after this as hard as he has is because even in Florida, you had multiple schools that were teaching children, young children, gender ideology. I actually spoke with a few parents for a series that I did a little while ago, and they said that they found worksheets in their first graders' curriculum of the gender bread man and all of these concepts that are extremely inappropriate for children to be learning. But the point is that it's an indoctrination campaign. These are ideological activists in the classroom who are intentionally brainwashing children to believe this stuff. And if you don't take a hard swing back, we will never gain back any ground. And so I think that parents realize that we are at a critical point in determining what kind of education are our children going to have? Are they ever going to be able to get a good education from the public school system ever again? And, you know, when candidates like DeSantis come in and promise them that he will do everything that he can to make sure that they do get that, it's a very appealing message, and it's one that a lot of parents want to hear right now.
Kaylee McGee White, you can find her on Twitter at Kaylee D. McGee, also see her on Fox News occasionally, and read her in the Washington Examiner, where she's op-ed editor and Restoring America editor. Kaylee, thanks so much for joining us here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect hybrid geothermal system, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michigan.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.